Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Callie here called us last week, and we were a little confused by the call because the math just didn't work out right for us.
About 3 years ago, I went on a date with this guy, and it was great, but I had this on-again, you know, off-again relationship with this other guy.
Okay.
And then we actually ran into each other, and we went on our, I guess you could say, second first date.
Okay.
All right.
We keep, like, randomly, you know, running into each other over the, like, the next 2 years. You know, I think the last one, you know, he was like, working a lot, you know, and his job was making him move. And so he was like, well, what's the point, you know, of going on a second date? So it's just been, like, the worst timing ever with us.
So the call really was just... Was it a call of destiny? Mm-hmm. I mean, is this something that I really should do?
Mm-hmm.
So we said we'd check in with her on Monday, so let's see how it went. Hey, Callie.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. You sound very excited. It must have gone great.
Yeah.
You could tell in a second.
Yeah, I actually ended up not going on the date.
What?
Why?
God. Well, I mean, I was super, super nervous all day, and I had been at work, and... Basically, what happened was I left work and, you know, of course, there was like all this traffic on the way home and I was running so, so late. And, you know, I had bought this like new outfit and I was going to get my nails done. And so I couldn't get my nails done because just there was so much traffic. And I didn't want to go on a date unless like I felt my absolute best, you know, because it'd been so much time has passed, you know, and I really wanted this to go perfectly. And, I got home and I was painting my nails really quickly while I was like drying my hair. And then I spilled some of the nail polish on my outfit that I had bought and it was all over. And I was like, this is not right. This is not right at all.
So you felt like that was another sign that you weren't supposed to be going out
yes.
with him.
Yes. And so I called him and I left a message and I said, listen, I'm going to have to cancel, you know, I'd love to reschedule. Like I didn't say that I didn't want to go on the date. You know, I just said, I want to reschedule, you know, please give me a call. And I got like this text message back from him that said, got it. And I haven't heard from him since.
And you never will hear from him. Well, did you really want to reschedule or were you just saying that to be nice?
No, I do. I do want to reschedule, you know, but... Like everything always keeps going wrong and I don't know why. And I want to make sure that, you know, that things are perfect, you know, when we go
it's
out.
Over.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over. It's over. Yeah. He's never going to give you a chance at a fifth first date.
Yeah. I think this is done.
No. I don't,
well, and
not
I think
if I, like,
that
send him something like a card with flowers, just apologizing.
No,
or...
you should have gone on the date because everything you said was such an excuse. I mean, it's funny how over the
well,
weekend
nail polish is a pain.
Yeah, but it's an excuse.
That really could
change
throw
your
you.
Shirt. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't go with you because I spilled my nail polish. I'd be like, right.
And that would indicate to me as a guy that like you're so high maintenance
yes.
that I don't want to go out with you anyway.
Maybe right. So.
Like if you bought this, like this white dress and you still nail polish, like red nail polish all over it, are you gonna want to go out?
But
like,
you have other clothes.
Your...
You have other clothes. Yeah, people get nervous and then they change clothes and you still go out. But you, based on everything that happened up to this point, how far in advance of the date did you call him and cancel?
Oh, I called him like 45 minutes before we were
talking. Oh,
oh
my
gosh.
You're
awful.
Done.
It's over, honey. That's over. Wow. That is rude.
That is not recoverable.
No.
That is not recoverable.
That nail polish is the greatest thing ever to happen to him.
Why do you say that?
Because you would be a pain in the ass.
That's not true, and that's not fair. I think that I could fix this. I really do.
Okay. All right. Well, no, hold on.
How many chances do you think you have?
Hey, Jeff is going to challenge her to fix this. I'm with Jeff on this.
Yeah, I think you can fix it too. Let's hear what plan you have right now, and then we'll tweak it for you, and we'll make it good.
Yeah, what are you going to do today to turn this thing
What's
around?
What's your plan?
You blew him off 45 minutes before the date.
Messed up.
So what are you going to do?
And this is, what, the fourth or fifth time that you're going to go out?
What's our plan of execution?
Now that I think about it, like, why would you go on a date with a guy with a shirt that you didn't plan on wearing? That's so rude. So I get it. Go. What's your plan?
Well, okay. So I really think that he'll truly understand that that I was sorry. You know, that if I tell him, but like, listen, I really wanted this date to be perfect because I really like you and I want to go out with you again, you know, and that it wasn't about the nail polish. It was just about having the night be like perfect, you know, and that just everything went wrong and I didn't feel right about it. So I think if I just like send him a card, you know, that explains that with like flowers and maybe like two tickets to a movie or something, like maybe he'll, you know.
So you'll give him the card like today or something? Or you like mail it?
I can give it to him today just so that no more time passes, you know. It's been a couple days since our, you know, we're supposed to have our date.
Just as a side note, have you guys ever gotten flowers from a woman? I don't know that I've ever heard of a woman sending a guy flowers.
Once years ago. It was neat.
You liked it?
Well, actually twice, but the second time I sent them to myself to make someone jealous.
Did it work?
No.
You're such a girl.
It's a waste of carnations.
I do want to. Heard of a guy doing that. That's another conversation for another time, but that one's going to be written down.
Did you tell him about the nail polish in your excuse or your cancellation?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, you should. You should be totally honest with him and tell him why I did when you send it on a card, because I definitely want to check back with you in the next couple of days. Ashley, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I'm having a really hard time buying that she even wanted to go on this date. Because as a girl, if you have a date with someone that you're really interested in, you're so excited that there's nothing that's going to keep you from going out with them.
Oh, my God.
Like,
did you hear?
Nail polish or nothing. You're going.
She spilled something on her shirt. How do you recover from that?
Unless you think it's like one shot and it's got to be absolutely perfect and you're like this ball of anxiety about it because it's not.
If it's got to be perfect, canceling isn't perfect.
No.
So you ruined it there.
Indeed. Right, more calls of support. Let me get these on for you.
People are mean.
It is a nest of comfort, The Burt Show.
You cannot say that. What? You have been the mean.
Jeff was supporting. He said,
yes,
go for it.
I want her to find love. This is meant
to
be.
Come on, Jeff. Right.
Do you know the name? What color was the nail polish that spilled on her shirt? That might be a sign. So, like, Destiny's Heart?
Hey, Dion, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say, it's just a date. It wasn't like it was her wedding. It didn't need to be the perfect date. It was just a date. The first date at that. So I'm confused as to why it had to be so absolutely perfect. I mean, you're going to fall in love that night, I guess?
Yeah, you're trying way too hard. Way too hard. Good morning. Kari, you're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Burt. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know, my boyfriend and I were just discussing the situation.
Thank you.
And he thinks that Callie should call the guy and stroke his ego a little bit and say, hey, I was scared. You know, I don't know what happened, but I just got freaked out, and I really just want this to work. And then that way he'll be like, oh, okay, well, this girl might be feeling me a little bit. Stroke his ego a little bit. All men want that, right?
Yes.
That's true. All men do want that.
Yep. Might work.
I feel like that's the only way she might be able to get back in, because he didn't call her back.
I want you to give Callie the exact words, and Callie, I don't want you to veer off script.
What's the word
when she calls him up and strokes his ego, Carrie? Exactly what should she say?
She should say, hey, I really apologize that I canceled 45 minutes before our date, but I was just really scared. You're a great guy, and I want everything to go perfectly. I want us to have a connection when we go out, and I want everything to be right. And I'm really sorry because you are so wonderful, but I just really, really want this to work.
That's good right there. And then I think if you also add that he's for sure going to get sex at the end of the day.
And you are going to get so lucky.
If you're on another date with this guy, that's what you have to promise.
And if you have a boombox handy, I would cue up Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All. And as soon as you play that and hold the phone up to it.
No.
Or she should go right to the Say Anything.
With it over hold her head.
Hold it above your head. Out of his apartment right now. Hey, Angela, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, I support Callie because, you know, all these wrong things, I mean, it sets the mood for how she's going to feel in this date. So I totally support her. If it's not going right, it doesn't feel right, it's better to do it a different time. And if she does explain it properly, I think it'll be fine.
Because I'm sure if the tables were turned, a guy canceled a date on you in 45 minutes before the date, you would totally understand and say, oh, yeah, things happen.
Nail polish on his shirt.
Yeah, he must have spilled too much musk on his shirt as he was trying to get ready for our date.
I knocked over the Dracar.
Like, this is just not right. Like, the energy's not there, the mojo's not right. It's not flowing right. It's just blah. Why bother?
All right.
Move on.
Callie, we may have given you the only solution. Carrie called up with the only solution. Call him today. Stroke his ego. Tell him how nervous you are and how perfect you want this to be. And you just choked. And then that he's going to get really great sex by midnight. And I think that'll work for you.
All right.
All right. Can we talk to you over the next couple of days to find out how you messed it up? I mean, how it went.
Bert.
I don't know how you went.
God. Don't be
it's Monday morning.
Back. You're such a jerk.
You're such a jerky McJerk face.
Duh. What's jerk. Wrong with you?
Callie, we'll talk to you in a couple of days, okay?
All right.
Good luck, girl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bert Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.